The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy
Hump Day!
Hump Day!
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We are so stupid.
We are.
Hey, good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. It's Leslie from Belmont. So I completely fumbled the bag because I didn't hear my engagement talk back until I caught up with the podcast the next day, and then life just got busy. But really quickly, to answer your questions, my fiance surprised me with a mini getaway at this Airbnb camper overlooking the ocean in Half Moon Bay. It was super romantic, and we've been together for 5 years.
Okay, I'm going to need a little refresher. That was our first talkback of the day, but it was referencing a talkback from...
Her first talkback of the day, which was announcing that she had gotten engaged over the weekend or whatever
from Monday.
And was so excited, not from this past Monday. I think it was from last Monday. Yeah. And we wanted you... I think it was you that even said, I need the details. Tell me how it went down. We want to know all about the engagement. And she said she fumbled the bag and waited until now. And now you've completely forgotten about her and
said that
she's so insignificant that you don't even care about her engagement anymore.
I didn't say all that. I said I needed a little refresher. And thank you for that refresher, Graham.
Got it.
And congratulations.
Yeah. How do you feel about that engagement? Like that proposal, a little like RV camper thing overlooking Half Moon Bay.
I think it sounds romantic.
Would that be for you? Would you sleep the night in an RV camper? Selena, you don't strike me as the camper type.
I would. No, I wouldn't sleep overnight like on a mattress on like in the woods.
Yeah. Or in a tent.
Yeah. But like in a camper, sure.
Have none of y'all ever slept in a tent before?
I have before.
No. I don't think so.
Never? This is fascinating. You guys are fascinating.
So. I'm not the camping type of person.
You should try it sometime. It's really fun.
Too many bugs, too many snakes, probably.
It's
bears.
Oh my God.
Uncomfortable.
Coyotes.
Excuses.
Whoops. Should we do another talk back?
Yeah, why the hell not?
JV Show, I got a level one, first class, premium, platinum, first class level emergency. How come the old show, the regular show, they're disappearing one by one and I can't keep up? So I'm not listening to any of the new shows because I got to go listen to the old ones with JV and they don't stay in place. So how can I make them stay? Find out for me. Have a good one.
I love
it. Everybody, Jose, the truck
driver.
I love
our truck driver friends.
Now, to answer that question, the answer is I don't know. I've asked our digital people before because a lot of people have brought that concern to us. And what he's asking is that, you know, our podcast, we've been posting it for years and years and years, but all these podcast platforms seem to just only go back so far. And so the older episodes are dropping off as new ones are being added.
Right.
So how do you get those old ones? Are they just gone forever? I've lobbed that question out to
you
a lot of people
so
in this
times.
Company. I've never really gotten a straight answer, but I've also noticed that different podcast hosting sites show varying numbers of podcasts that they like are willing to host.
Interesting.
I don't know if their cloud is filled up and they're like, no more. But I think there are some that hold more than others. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to renew my deep dive into this.
Okay.
Because a lot of people have this concern. They want to go back and be able to listen to the old episodes. And I hope that they are not just gone forever.
I think they're here.
I think they are there.
I think they have to be. I mean, the cloud has a lot of space.
Yeah, it's the cloud. Like it's all the space you need.
Yeah, but iHeart, maybe we didn't pay for the extra cloud storage. You know, that's like an extra
$1.99
a month.
We're always cutting corners.
Mm-hmm, budget's tight right now.
Dang it. All right, don't forget, a new day means another chance for you to win a Chromebook laptop later this morning. That is going to be 8:20 today and then every day in the month of August. Next, we are going to get into our cool or not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So as I think everybody knows by now, Taylor's next era is about to be revealed with her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. Woo-woo! And she's going to be talking about this new album for the very first time. As you also know, on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. And this is the first time we're going to get any details on the album. So today, you guys, 4 o'clock, set your alarms.
I'm freaking out.
4 o'clock, you can hear everything from Taylor herself on the New Heights podcast on our free iHeartRadio app. You don't want to miss it.
Are you guys like tingling with excitement?
I kind of am, actually.
Yeah.
I'm like, my curiosity has grown. I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, I was like, I think I have a genuine curiosity, but I really know. Now I'm like, I do, for sure. Now I want to listen. Right, has anyone seen the San Francisco Giants offense anywhere? Hello?
Are you out there anywhere?
You guys have any? For the second night in a row, the team managed to put up just one run against the San Diego Padres here at Oracle Park. They lost 5-1. That's two straight losses to the Padres, four straight overall. Giants have a day game today, 12:45, to finish this series. Hopefully the Bats can finally make an appearance, but I don't know. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Go Mets! The fog is back, you guys. That will slowly clear and sunshine will come out. Highs will drop a little from the previous day. They'll be in the upper 70s to mid 80s.
August 13th, and I'm running my wipers on the way to
work. I know. Insane.
This summer is weird. Hey, Leo
besties. Hey.
Hey, your day today is going to be a 9. You're not arrogant. You're confident.
Oh, my God.
Others might not see things that way, so try to adopt an air of humility today to diffuse their suspicions. You don't have to go on full martyr, though.
Oh, my God. Diffuse our suspicions that you are arrogant?
Yeah. No, we're confident.
Leos are such Leos.
I know. And the Leos are Leoing right now.
So jealous of our confidence.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Erica from Discovery Bay. Just about to head into the gym, but I wanted to randomly thank Selena for turning me on to Fruit Riot that she mentioned a couple weeks ago. It is so good. And the best part is that my man doesn't like sour candy, so he's not going to eat any of it. Anyway, have a good day. Love you guys. Love you. Miss you, JV.
Oh, well,
thank you so much for that talk back, yes. Selena.
Fruit Riot.
Take your victory lap on Fruit Riot. She said she tried it and loved it.
Yes, it's so good, and I can totally relate to what she's saying. It's the best thing ever, because when I go and I buy my Fruit Riot, if you don't know, it's like it's frozen fruit, but it is coated in like lemon juice and then sour candy on top of that. It's so good. And you eat it frozen. Oh my God. And nobody else in my house likes it either because they say it's too sour. Wow. And so it's just me gobbling it up all day long. It's like, it's my freezer cigarette.
Fridge cigarette.
It's my freezer. I just stop by. Every time I walk by, I just pop open the freezer and just pop one in my mouth.
Delicious.
And like, it's so good.
I'm not going to lie. We have a bag in our freezer currently. It hasn't fully hooked me in. Like, if it's there and it's open, yeah, I'm going to grab one. But I don't go out of my way to get one. I don't know that I would, like, go out of my way to purchase.
Really? Oh, my God. I cannot stop eating it.
It's pretty good.
So addicting.
It's pretty good, but also pretty weird.
Yeah, no, you're right on that. All right, let's get to our cool or not list. We do this every Wednesday. We throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? I have been dying to know, cool or not, wearing a bright red dress to a wedding, because I saw Selena Gomez do this over the weekend. Her and Benny Blanco, they went to Lil Dicky's wedding, I think it was. Oh. And she wore a red dress, matching red lipstick. You can see her on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. I need to know, red at a wedding as a guest, cool or not?
I want Jess's opinion first.
I'm going to say not cool.
Interesting.
Because I thought that was like a thing. Isn't that a rule that we've all known growing up?
I don't know. I thought the only rule was no white.
Don't wear white.
That's the only one I've ever heard of. But I kind of thought that when I saw her wear red. It just seems like too loud.
Yeah. I mean, it was what I think it's one of those like rules that don't get enforced, I guess, as much as like the white at a wedding. But I think it's still kind of there.
I would agree with that.
Look, I'm going not cool. I mean, partly because it's Selena Gomez, but partly because... No, I'm kidding. But I just feel like it's a look at me, look at me.
That's what I mean. Like, the color is just too loud. Like,
I think you could wear. I think you could wear a burgundy. I think there's a lot of different shades of red that would work. But the real bright red, I don't know. It's too... I'm sure people do it, but to me it is... You have to think about, am I upstaging the bride and stealing some attention away? Because when you walk into the room when you're wearing bright red, everyone's going to notice you.
Right.
Yeah.
Even like not intentionally.
Too.
Yeah. And she posted a follow-up picture. Her, Benny Blanco's mom, and her sister-in-law, well, Benny Blanco's sister, I guess, they were all wearing red dresses, like not planned, all in bright red.
Was this part of the wedding theme or something? Maybe they wanted people to wear red.
I don't. If that's the case, then some sure, go ahead. Air, but everyone, I think any normal wedding, I would say not cool.
See, and I think that's kind of the scary part because it's like, I don't want to say like, hey, you can't wear. I don't want to have to tell people you can't wear white and you can't wear red. I kind of want them to just know, just from like.
Would you be mad if somebody wore white to your wedding, Jess?
If they wore white, I'd be like, what was the reason?
What if,
why do you hate me?
And you'd be upset if they wore red, too.
I'd be less upset if they wore red. But I'd still be kind of like, all right,
does it make,
I see you.
Does it make a difference if it was a guy that did it? Like a guy walks in a bright red suit? Are you as annoyed?
That's ew, even you're not even getting in with that on. Yeah. Just go back home and change.
You'll stand out even more in a red suit. What are you doing?
Well, why can you wear whatever color you want? We should be able to wear whatever color we want, too.
We'll make it a different color. Pink, blue, there's a lot of options.
I just don't like the red. It's
I'm
too,
wearing
it's
a pink
too
suit.
It's too
if
loud.
I show up in a pink suit, I think people are going to be looking at me, too.
Maybe not a pink, but like a mauve.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know what color that is. What, is that like a blue? Is
I feel
it
like
a red?
It's more like a blushy pink.
Dusty rose.
Like, yeah, kind of like dusty rose a little bit.
Do you know, more you know dusty rose, but you don't know mauve?
I don't know. Mauve sounds like it could be any sort of
anyways,
color.
If you want to go see Selena Gomez wearing the red to a wedding over the weekend, we are all saying not cool.
Yeah, I'm going not cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Bronte from Martinez. I wanted to give a shout out to my girl, Brooke. Happy first day of school, Brooke. She loves when I leave talkback, so this one's for you, girl. Have a great first day. You too, Dom. Happy first day of school, Brookie. Bye.
Oh, exciting stuff.
Happy first day of school. A lot of people going back today.
A lot of people. Who gives a fuck? Your kids go back today.
They do. I had to give them a long pep talk last night. Like, you better have a good morning tomorrow if you want to hear a shout out for yourself on the radio. Because, you know, it's going to be tough for my wife to get them up and moving today.
Oh, my God. I do not envy that job. Before we get to discussing whether this guy's arrest was warranted or not, question.
Yeah?
You open up your fridge.
Mm-hmm.
You see a pack of bacon, right?
Yeah. Okay.
All you want is like a BLT sandwich.
Oh.
Right? You look at the bacon.
Yeah.
The date says Best Buy, and then it's 2 days
prior.
Do you still prepare the bacon and eat it, or you throw it out?
Eat it.
I go based off how it looks, because if it still looks perfectly fine, I'm eating that.
Has this package of bacon been opened before?
No.
Then you definitely
eat it.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Then you definitely
because
eat it.
Bacon starts
making sure.
Yeah, once you open it, and if you do put it back in the fridge, it starts looking weird.
It gets all discolored and like weird and stuff. Yeah,
and
you
then
gotta
I'm
throw
not
that
eating
thing
it.
Out.
You do have to, with some meats that have already been
the
opened, you have to give them the smell test.
No.
Ew, if it just looks like it's losing its color, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing about store, you know, like stuff from butcher shop and meat that you buy at a grocery store, they pump it full of carbon monoxide or whatever, some sort of gas. That's what keeps it red in that pink color. And people's like, oh, it's gray. Look at it. It's bad. No, that's what color the meat normally would be. Having,
well, I'm not eating
had it.
Had
not been packaged like that. You got to give it the smell test.
No, because then that'll really make me not want to eat it. I feel like it'll smell weird regardless.
No, it'll smell weird if you shouldn't be eating it. You got to trust your nose on that one.
Okay, well, I cooked the bacon and I ate it and I'm fine, so.
I'm shocked that you did that.
I'm shocked, too. I always go by the date. I don't even risk it because it's just.
Really?
I get the ick.
Really?
Just like knowing, this was Best Buy 2 days ago or like this expired yesterday or whatever.
I risk it with bread.
I can't do it.
But
risk it with bread? What do you think's there? Like, you know if bread's bad or not. It's got mold growing on it. If it doesn't, play ball.
Yeah, but sometimes there could be mold growing and you don't see
it. Yeah, it's just not visible yet.
It's not going to kill you.
I don't want to eat
that.
It, though.
It's not. You're gonna be fine.
It feels like it could.
It's not. It's fine. You could probably eat a piece of moldy bread and be just fine. Be kind of gross and wouldn't taste the same. You don't want that. But like, if there's no mold on the bread or the tortilla or whatever it is, you're taking
out. I've eaten some pretty old tortillas before. I'm not
yes,
kidding.
Yeah, me too.
They're
like,
just
these have been
fine.
Here for months, but they look fine. I'll eat it.
We have like the and I don't know if it's just the United States or globally, but we have a massive problem with the amount of food. We need to redo that system somehow, and the dates is the best buy date, because a lot of it is a sell by date, and then really that's just when the store should sell it, not when you should eat it. There's some confusing stuff there, but we throw away just billions of dollars of perfectly good food every year because people are like, oh, can't risk it. It's one day past the date, or can't drink this milk. Got to dump it out. It's like, no, you should probably check
it. Okay, milk, I don't play with that. I'm dumping it out.
I'll do the smell test. Yeah.
Really?
For milk, yeah.
That's how you know.
Mm-mm. All right, I want to make sure we have time for this guy who got arrested because why, Graham?
All right, so a tourist in France, he was arrested for lighting a cigarette. With nothing really unlawful about that. We know the French, they love to smoke cigarettes. That's one of their favorite pastimes. But the way that this guy did it, and somebody posted a video of it, that got a lot of people upset, and that did lead to his arrest because he lit his cigarette on the eternal flame of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. This is beneath the Arc de Triomphe. It's a war memorial, and there's a flame that's always burning there, and he lit his cigarette on that. And once that video made its way to social media, people were very upset. They identified this guy, and he was reportedly charged with violating a burial site, tomb, urn, or monument erected in the memory of the dead, and he was arrested. Do you guys think this is worthy of an actual arrest and criminal record, or like, dude, just needed to light a cigarette?
I think he just needed to light a cigarette. Give him a warning.
Tomb of the Unknown
but
Soldier?
But is there like any signage that's like, hey, don't use this flame to light your cigarettes?
But some things don't need signage. It's just out of respect.
Yeah, I'm surprised he was able to get by. Isn't there somebody always guarding this?
That I don't know.
I'm pretty sure there's somebody that's like literally walking back and forth, like someone literally guarding this. But I mean, the consequences of your own actions.
You think he should have gotten arrested for this?
Maybe like a little pat on the, like pat, what is it? Not a pat on the back. Not a pat on the back.
It's like a pat. Like congratulations.
A slap on the hand. You know,
a slap
something.
On the
maybe
wrist.
A slap
She's
on the
just
wrist.
Butchered like all, like numerous different expressions.
Were you going to say slap on the butt?
No.
Or pat on the butt.
I feel like
she was going to start with butt, and then she said back.
Then you moved to the back.
I was going to say pat on the head, but then I'm like, that doesn't sound correct. What is the saying?
None of it.
You know what I mean? Like a slap on the hand, like maybe not fully
slap
get
on
arrested.
The wrist.
A slap on the wrist. Maybe not fully get arrested, but like get some consequences.
That's what I think. I think just a warning.
Yeah.
While I find it incredibly disrespectful, like he didn't graffiti the thing. He didn't damage the monument. Like nothing happened to it. I don't know.
But that's how it starts.
Incredibly disrespectful. Yeah. Like should you go to jail or something and be actually arrested?
I think no. Yeah.
Very disrespectful, though.
That, no, I do agree.
He should definitely get a pat on the butt. Yes.
Like and then a pat on the back?
Like a spanking.
Congratulations.
No, yeah, like a spanking. Yeah, pat on the butt.
Okay.
I thought isn't that meant good game.
Isn't that the expression?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah,
it
you're right.
Now.
That's a good game.
That is good game.
Yeah. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet break up?
No.
So, chickadee, check this out.
Check
on Sunday,
yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, on Sunday, it was Kylie's 28th birthday. I thought she was older for some reason, but she just turned 28. Oh. She posted...
She looks older, right?
I know, she does. A lot of people say it's like the filler and stuff
that
she
gets done.
Getting
all the work done. Yeah.
So she posted like, you know, some birthday stuff to her own page, you know, a lot of throwback pictures and whatnot, but nothing with Timothée Chalamet in it. Yes, it's possible they could have celebrated privately, but there was nothing posted of them together from over the weekend. Also, let me enter this into evidence. Okay. He did not post a birthday tribute to her. Nothing at all that said happy birthday, even though he was active on social media on Sunday, which was her actual birthday, because he posted a picture of Muhammad Ali to his Instagram story, but like nothing about Kylie. Also, let me enter this into evidence.
Entered.
On Friday, Kylie was posting on Instagram, and she posted back-to-back breakup songs on her story.
Oh. Interesting.
People think that they're done.
Quick question, because I'm looking through his Instagram right now. Have they hard launched on Instagram? Because I don't see any pictures of them. So.
He seems like the type that wouldn't post her. I mean, can you run through Kylie's Instagram?
Yeah.
And check, do they have to hard launch on Insta if they've gone to all these red carpet events together, though?
They hard launched IRL. In real life. That's that. But Knicks playoff games and red carpets and
tennis matches, right. And a bunch of things.
But I think that the birthday post would happen after you've already posted something else with that person, maybe? Or you don't think so? Because then, with that being said, like, oh yeah, they've been seen out in person, then maybe he shouldn't have posted her for her birthday then. Or how do you feel about that?
I guess if it's a thing that they don't do, it would make sense that they didn't even on a birthday weekend. And remember, there was talk that Kylie, she rarely posted him because he didn't want to be associated with, like, you know, the Kar Jenners. Do you guys remember us having that conversation?
Yeah.
So maybe it is a thing between them, but people are taking this plus the breakup songs that were posted as a sign that they're done.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't follow either of them, so I wouldn't really know the frequency that they are seen on each other's stories or posts or whatever.
Like, even if they're not posting each other, they're pretty much seen IRL all the time. Like, they weren't seen out to dinner or anything over the weekend. I believe it.
Oh my gosh. I believe it. I was just starting to like them together.
No, I never did, really. I didn't think he liked her very much.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose any sleep tonight.
Yeah, I'm not. Right. Jess, I feel like this next story is all you. Did you watch Camp Rock when you were younger?
I did.
Of course you did. Graham, do you know what Camp Rock is?
No.
With Demi Lovato.
And the Jonas Brothers, a Disney movie. So
not helping.
So, Jess, you were probably fangirling at the Demi and Jonas Brothers reunion from over the weekend.
Oh, my God, I didn't see that.
The Jonas Brothers were performing at MetLife Stadium, and they brought out Demi to perform one of their Camp Rock songs. It was a major nostalgia alert, okay? Well, there's more.
Nostalgia alert.
So Joe and his brothers, Nick and Kevin, they were on Hot Ones Versus. Like, the episode dropped yesterday. And at one point, Nick asked Joe to read, like, his last notes app entry out loud on his phone. And so Joe looks at the phone and he's like, Camp Rock 3. And then Nick looks all shocked. And they're like, oh, my God, sorry, Disney. Like, they accidentally revealed there might be a Camp Rock 3 in the works.
I'm here for this. It'll be kind of interesting, though, because they're
hella
movie,
old now.
Yeah, that movie dropped a long time ago.
The first one came out in 2008, Graham, so it's been quite a while.
If you go back and
so
look at it.
So is it that big of, like, a shocking, are there that many people that have been sitting there waiting, oh, if only we could get a Camp Rock 3, and now all these years later and they accidentally reveal it, is anybody even like, eh, eh?
No.
Or are people like, oh my God!
It's one of those movies where, like, when I watched it then, it was like, hey, I really like this movie. But if I were to go back and watch it now, I'd be like, oh my God, this is so cringe.
Really?
So I think so.
It doesn't have the same effect as, like, all the other nostalgic movies that are coming back.
It might not, but I still might watch it if it does come out.
I know you will. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
The amount of airline fight video content might take a serious hit in the near future because Spirit Airlines says they might not be able to stay in business. The low frills and fight happy airline says they have, quote, substantial doubt about their ability to continue operating in the near future. We know the airline already went through a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing less than a year ago. That process was good for them. They restructured some debt and the outlook was pretty good, but that has changed in a hurry. Spirit says they are short on cash. They might need to sell some planes, some real estate just to, like, put a Band-Aid on that problem. And there's currently very weak demand for domestic leisure travel, and they're having trouble competing with the bigger airlines. No. So we may soon be taking a moment and saying our goodbyes to Spirit Airlines. It was a hell of a ride, guys. It was a hell of a ride.
It was a scary ride.
A bumpy
ride.
One.
Yeah. I did want to ask, if somebody gets punched waiting to get on their flight and Spirit Airlines wasn't there to hear it, did the punch even make a sound?
No.
I don't think so either.
It's
just not the same.
No.
You know? So sad.
Like, if it's not a fight on Spirit or at the Spirit counter or at the Spirit baggage claim or at the Spirit waiting area to get on the plane, like, it's just not the same.
No.
Yeah. It's just like, it hits different.
I know. Oakland Airport would never be the same.
Yeah. Have you guys ever flown on Spirit, by the way? Because I have.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, me too.
Very scary.
I had a good experience. I don't know.
I didn't take a long flight. It was just to Vegas, but, like, I just remember my seat feeling just not very, like, stable. Everything's just kind of wiggly on there. I don't know.
I think mine was to Vegas, too, but I remember they, like, had a different, their drink menu was like, you could get two of this kind of drink for this deal. And then, you know, there were a lot of like combo things on cocktails. And I was like, you know what? I will take the two different Crown and Coke option or whatever it was. I remember thinking, this is kind of a fun drink menu. I don't know if they still did this, it was a long time ago.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
It's like, I don't like, I won't fly with them, but I like that they're there, if that makes sense. So it's kind of sad for them to
it's sad
not
to see them go.
Eventually.
Yeah, yeah. If they do.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Really quick, we have a lot of ground to cover. I want to really quick remind you that Taylor Swift's next era is about to be revealed. You know, her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. We are going to get all of the details from her on the New Heights podcast. You know, that's the Kelsey's Brothers podcast. The episodes drops today. So if you want all of those details from Taylor herself.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, 4 p.m. is when you want to get on that free iHeartRadio app to listen to Taylor on the New Heights podcast. 4 o'clock. Don't miss it. We were just talking about the possibility of Spirit Airlines going completely under.
Yeah, the numbers aren't looking good right now. They say they may not be able to operate going forward unless something major happens.
I will never fly Spirit Airlines because I don't like to fly an airline named after the deceased.
I see what you did
there. Spirit joke. Maybe it was more about like their spirit, their team spirit.
Yeah, maybe that's what they were going for.
Not about
for.
The deceased. That voice.
Good morning, JV Show. Oops, this is your favorite listener from Utah, Amira. I have flown Spirit, Allegiant, and Breeze. I think that's all the budget airlines I've flown. I fly kind of a lot sometimes. But by far, the best budget airline is Breeze. They are literally, like, seats are so comfy, great service, so you should try it. They fly out of SFO, and yeah.
I have never heard of
Breeze
that.
Breeze Airlines? And nobody up here has flown on that? I have not heard of that either.
No.
Never.
The only other one that I fly on versus Spirit is Frontier.
Yeah. I've flown on Frontier before, too.
Not my fave.
No.
Not my fave.
No. But Breeze,
but
no, that
the
sounds...
price. It's
nice.
Much better than yeah. other ones.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep. We are trying to hook you up with this JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. You guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Selena and Jess don't like to admit it, but they both know that my is pretty long.
Ill, I have never seen it, nor do I want to. So
they don't like to admit it.
Ew,
because I never will.
I think they know.
Ew, I'm so grossed out.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. And so they're all bright red up here because they just know. And they're,
no.
I'm trying to think of like literally anything else because it ain't that.
False news.
All right, think about first, whip out your iHeartRadio app.
Whip it out.
Once you got it whipped out, you see the little red microphone button when you're streaming Wild 94.9. That's how easy it is to play our game and win a JV Show chug mug. Hit that button. Leave us a guess. What could that bleeped out word could be? You're going to say that word, hope, and it has to be something PG because this is a family show. All the kids are back in the cars today, going back to school, kids.
Yep.
Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. You got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a chug mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is.
Selena and Jess don't like to admit it, but they both know that my is pretty long.
Ew.
Yeah,
all
disgusting.
Right. So yeah, when you think you know what that word is, leave your clean guess on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Let's run through some of your guesses now.
Hi, my name is Trisha from San Jose, and my guess is resume.
Resume. A couple people guessed that. And outside of that time, I was a manny in college. And the one day that I got hired but never had my first day at Home Depot. And then a couple of bar jobs and Wild 94.9. Look, that's the whole thing. I don't have a resume. I just don't even have one. But that's what would be on it if I did have one.
Okay, so it ain't resume.
Nope.
Hello, this is Diana from Chico. And I think that the bleeped out word is tongue.
Ew, that's gross.
That's a great guess, by the way. A lot of people, very popular guests this morning. I think I just have a normal length of tongue. I don't know. I think it's just sort of regular.
So disgusted.
Side note, JV Show, number one in Chico right now. Appreciate you,
Thank
Diana.
You so
and we're number one in Chico, not just because my parents live there and my brother and his family, because, you know, they don't listen to the show.
They don't give a damn. It's all Diana.
It's everybody else that listens from up there.
Thank you
guys.
So much.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alicia from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is driveway. You have a long driveway. Have a good day.
a couple people that guessed that this morning.
That's a good guess.
I didn't foresee that guess coming in. That's a good one. And you know what?
Do you have a super long driveway?
I don't have a super long one, but I have got a decent length driveway, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, it cost me a lot of money in concrete. I know that.
How many cars?
I don't know. Several.
Okay. I think that's pretty long then.
Yeah.
It's got bigger than my one car driveway.
It's
that
got like a little bend to it, you know, like kind of wraps around.
Okay.
Oh,
fancy.
It's the garage. Yeah. And there's like a fountain that's made out of solid gold right there at the start. No, I don't have that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hump Day.
Hump Day. Hump Day.
All right. This is What the Bleep. You got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. Now, if you missed today's clip, here it is.
Selena and Jess don't like to admit it, but they both know that my is pretty long.
Stop.
Ew.
It is.
Remember, this is a family show, so your guess has got to be clean. But let's run through some of your talkbacks now.
Morning, JV Show. TJ at Livermore. Is the bleeped out word commute? Coming from Napa to SF? Seems like it's pretty long. Definitely longer than San Mateo or Hayward, I think. I don't know. Why is Selena always late if she's coming from Hayward, huh? That's always the question.
Mind your business.
And on another note, wake up on the first alarm. I agree with you, Graham. All right, have a good one. Bye.
As much as I'd like to hit him with the correct answer there, because everything he said in that thing was factually correct. Why, Selena, care to address what he brought up in there?
No, we don't have enough time right now. Okay. Just mind your business is all I got to say.
Got it.
But great guess.
That was a very popular guess.
This is Lauren from Arkansas. I think the bleeped out word is leg hair. Y'all make it so difficult. I hope to win a chug mug one day. Thank you.
Did she say leg hair?
Yeah. Okay, well, Lauren, look, I just checked. And JV Show just made it to number one in Arkansas. Can we give Lauren a chug mug? I mean, she says we're making it too hard for her to win.
But that means a lot of people who are listening to us from a lot of different places
around the world will
also have that same
point. Gotta win fair and square.
I'm just trying to look out for you, Lauren.
We're rooting for you.
Appreciate the talk back.
Yeah, we're manifesting that you win one day.
Morning, JV Show. Happy hump day. My name is Amanda from San Mateo, and my guess for the bleeped out word is memory. Thanks. Have a good day.
Memory?
Long memory.
I think you have a really good memory.
I do.
Graham, so yeah, if we believe that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not memory.
Hi, JV Show. This is Carla from Vallejo, and we think your secret word is arms. Bye. Have a good day.
Arms.
You do have long arms.
Very long and awkward, especially when he runs and they're just like kind of flailing all over the place.
Yeah. I don't run with my arms flailing.
Yes, you do.
If anything, my wife says, because we've gone for a run before and she's like, why don't your arms move more? And I was like, what are you talking about? I don't swing my arms a lot.
You run with your arms straight?
I don't swing them a lot when I run. I feel like I run with, I'm not running, I'm sitting, Jess, but I don't go like this where my arms are like flailing around all weird. No, I run more, I feel like I try to run with good posture.
I can't picture
my arms
you
aren't like
running fast.
Flipping, flopping
so
all over the place.
So what is the word? Nobody got it this morning?
Nobody got it.
All right, guys, here's today's clip unbleeped.
Selena and Jess don't like to admit it, but they both know that my contract is pretty long. They're going to be stuck with me for a while.
Dang it.
Sorry, ladies.
Wow.
You're stuck with me.
No shout-outs to give this morning.
No shout-outs to give. No chug mug to be given away. But that's okay, because we are going to play again tomorrow.
That's right.
I thought somebody was going to get that one.
Yeah,
thank you, everybody. That holy tidal wave of talkback.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hump day!
Hump day! The JV Show.
I'm gonna stop that.
I'm Selena. I know. I can't stop now.
Me neither.
Every time we say we're going to stop, I have the urge to do it more. I don't know what's going on with me. But good morning to you. Welcome back. If you are heading to school for the first time, you know, new school year, welcome back to the JV Show. Let's go to the phones. Hi, who is this?
Hi, it's Marcelo Reyes.
Marcelo, hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are great. You know, just trying to hook you up with these sold out Teddy Swims tickets, if you don't mind.
Okay, yeah.
Is your radio on in the background? Do me a favor, because I'm hearing something. If it is on, will you turn it all the way down, please?
Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah, I got it now. Yeah.
Thank you so much. All right, so here's what's going to happen. We're going to play the JV Show's Yup Nope game. It's our really fun trivia game. Going to ask you four questions, get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right, here's question number one. Water, malted barley, hops, and yeast are the main ingredients used to make what?
What is it again? Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
All right, you got to pay attention here. It's question number one.
Lock in!
Water, malted barley, hops, and yeast are the main ingredients used to make what?
Just gonna guess, bro. Whiskey.
What now?
Whiskey?
Oh. Oh, the correct
That's a good
answer.
Guess, though.
The correct answer is beer.
Yeah. Beer is what we're looking for there. Love beer. Whiskey is close, though. The ingredients are similar. All right, question number two. In car racing, what color is the caution flag?
Red.
Nope. Caution's a yellow. The yellow flag comes out when there's a caution or hazard on the track.
All right, here is question number three. Marcella, what South American mammal resembles a small llama?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Any guesses?
What's another animal that looks like a llama?
Just like smaller version.
Yep. Alpaca?
Yep. There you go.
They're so cute.
They are.
Are they so cute?
I want one.
Me too.
I always feel like they, you know, I feel like they're judging me. I don't know. They give you kind of a judgy look. You know, they kind of swivel their head on that long neck and they look at you like, what, bro?
What are you looking at?
All right. Question number four. 707 is the area code associated with what region of the Bay Area?
Oh, this one is hard.
Like E40 would be the 707.
707? Nah.
What part of the Bay is that?
San Francisco?
Nope. San Francisco's the 415. 707's the North Bay. I would have taken anything up there in the North Bay. 707.
Oh, no.
North Bay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really hard to play this.
Oh, I know. You know, that's what everyone says. Hey, we appreciate you even calling and playing on the air. A lot of people too chicken to do that. But yeah, once you get on here, we get it. Nerves and all that. But you did not win this morning, Marcelo. Thank you so much for playing, though.
I had fun. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I'm glad you had fun. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Lot of shout-outs coming through this morning.
Yeah,
hi, this is Mylene from Danville, and I'm with my kids.
Stella.
And
Gavin.
And our guest for today is Commute. And I want to wish my kids a happy first day of school, second grade for Stella, and TK for Gavin. Woohoo! All right, have a great day. Bye.
Happy first day.
All right,
day
happy
of
first
school.
Day of school.
Yes.
They,
who gives a fuck?
Everybody's back that, in today.
I wanted to get that in there. They left a guest for our What the Bleep game earlier, but a little shout out for their first day of school. And I got a lot of DMs wishing a lot of people a happy first day of school, but a couple birthdays as well. Let's get through some of them. I got one that says, hello, can you please wish my daughter Aurora Garcia a happy 8th birthday? We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. Please, thank you. That is from Samantha. Yes, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Aurora.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, Graham, hook us up with a shout out. Today is my daughter Gigi's first day of school. Me and her mom, super excited of her. We know she's going to do great, and we are super proud of her already. Mommy and Daddy, love you, G. Have a great first day of school. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, good morning, amazing JV show. Please help me wish my beautiful daughter Amaya, happy first day of second grade. Amaya, I know you will have another great year because you shine at everything you do. We are so proud of you always. We love you. Love mom, dad, and Cruzy. Yes, have a great first day of second grade.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, today is Ethan's birthday. Please wish him a happy birthday from mommy, daddy, and Autumn. Yes, happy birthday,
happy birthday.
Ethan.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, want to give a shout out to Andres. Today is his first day of second grade. We wish him an amazing day and looking forward to having an awesome school year. Stay awesome, papas. Love mom, dad, and big bro. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
Another one, Morning Graham, just trying to see if you wish our girls a great first day of school. Kinder, third, and official fifth grader on board. Blue. Hope you ladies have a great school year. Mom and Dad love you. Ariana, Mariana, and Viviana. Thank you.
Who gives a fart?
It's got to be tough yelling at those kids. Ariana, Mariana, Viviana, get down
Clean
here.
Your room.
Hey, Graham, I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter, Madison, for her first day of kindergarten at a new school. Have so much fun today, Sita. We love you so much. We're so proud of you. Love Mama, Dada, Gran, Mimi, and Sabine. Yes, have a great first day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Want to see if you'd be able to give my babies a shout out on the first day of school. Pedro is a freshman at Napa High. Yeah, go Grizzlies. Alessandro, fourth grader, and Catalana is going to kindergarten. I hope you guys have a wonderful first day of school. This is Shirley, Pedro, Alessandro, and Catalana from Vallejo commuting to Napa. We love listening to you guys. Hope you have a great day as well. Yes, of course.
Have
a great first day. Shout out to the Grizzlies, Napa High. I'm like, you know, kind of a big deal.
Alumni, Graham's a legend there.
Alumni situation there. I just want to double check because I had a lot of shout outs coming in this morning. I want to make sure I got them all. I have one really, really important shout out to give to my own kids, Ford and Quinn. That's the one that I was trying to think of. They're on their way for their first day starting first grade and second grade. We got a first grader and second grader on our hands. So I hope you guys have a great school year.
Hi, and Ford and Quinn.
I can't wait to hear all about your first day today. But more importantly,
who gives a fart?
That's a great point, Graham. All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up. We have a lot to unpack in regards to Taylor's upcoming album.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
But before I get to that, a couple more shout-outs.
Oh, my God.
A couple more shout-outs. I knew I missed a couple. I got a DM that says, morning, Graham. This is Daniel from Vallejo. Can you wish my son Mason a happy first day of school at Silverado Middle School in Napa? Thank you. Yes, have a great first day.
Who gives a fart?
Silverado Middle School. I hate to tell you what we used to call that middle school when I was there, but I can't say that on the air. And then one more quick one. Hey, Graham, can you please wish my daughter Maya a happy sixth birthday today? Yes, happy birthday to Maya.
Who gives a fart?
And then coming up in trending, I want to talk about a major Labubu heist and bust.
God. Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by the new thought-provoking exhibition at the Exploratorium Adventures in AI now through September 14th. We have a lot to unpack regarding Taylor's upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. As you probably already know, she's going to be on the Kelce Brothers podcast. The episode drops today, so if you want all the album details from Taylor herself, you can check out the New Heights podcast on the free iHeartRadio app 4 o'clock today. Okay, again, 4 o'clock. Set a reminder on your phone. Set your little alarm. Do it now. I'll do it for you. Hey, Siri, set my alarm for 4 p.m. There you go. You're welcome.
I didn't hear her respond.
Well, it worked for somebody in the car right now.
I hope it worked for someone. It didn't work for the phone sitting 2 feet away from you. iPhone problems.
Listen, now Swifties are convinced that this album has been in the works for years and that she's been dropping hints all along. Let's go through some of them, shall we?
Yes.
So back in 2022, Taylor wore a showgirl costume in her music video for Bejeweled, and she sat on a hand of a clock pointing to 12. You know, this is her 12th album, and she announced it August 12th at 12:12 a.m. So there's that. People pointed out the clock part might be because it was on her Midnights album, but we're just going to not pay attention to that part.
We'll just make whatever thing apply to the thing that we're thinking about, much like astrology.
Yes. In October of 2024, she posted a video on Instagram at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, and she walked out to section A12, which Swifties think was teasing August 12th. Whoa. This was just in October of last year. Plus, she wore orange and green that night in her 1989 performance, which are the colors of this upcoming album. So there's that. She also wore an all-orange outfit on the 12th stop of the European leg of her Eras tour. Like, hello, how is this not adding up?
The math is mathing.
I know. Plus, in her Eras tour book, there was a line about her showgirl dressing room routine and a picture of her in a green and orange outfit.
Ooh.
I know. Graham, you buying any of this?
I mean, it is Taylor Swift, and she does seem to, you know, get great pleasure in
out of dropping little Easter eggs. Dropping all these Easter eggs.
Yeah, this is what she does. I know. I also heard that basically her announcing, like, the album and everything was 12 weeks after she declared that she had regained, like, her master recordings.
See?
And then have you heard about the tie-in to Lady Gaga, too?
No.
So, Lady Gaga, there was a song that Taylor used, which was Applause on the Eras Tour, right? Applause by Lady Gaga dropped exactly 12 years on August 12, 2023. Whoa. 12 years from the album reveal. And then Applause, like, if you think about, like, I Live for the Applause, like, The Life of a Showgirl, like, it kind of, like, goes hand in hand.
Yeah, that does make sense. Mm-hmm. A couple more things.
I think if you like search hard enough, you could find like an infinite number of connections.
I think it's all very calculated,
with the number
though.
12 mm-hmm. and things like that. Some of it, I think, is just
what about
this thing
called what about this theory? Fans are convinced that she is using this album to get revenge on Kanye West. You know their beef goes back years.
All we're still doing that. Wait, it's 2025.
But listen to this. Yeah, never forget. Their beef started in 20. Well. It escalated in 2016 when Kanye put out his Life of Pablo album because that had the song Famous on it. And there's a line on there about Taylor Swift and, you know, that whole drama. So Swifties noticed that if you go into Spotify or Apple or wherever you get your music and you type the Life of Kanye's album is the first thing to come up. So fans think that she named her album The Life of a Showgirl so that her album would take the top result above Kanye's album. Plus... her color, like her main color for the album, orange. What color was Kanye's album?
Orange.
Dude. I know.
Mind blown.
One more thing.
Okay.
One more thing. The other conversation that's happening online about this album that Taylor's about to put out, and we'll find out more details again 4 o'clock today on the iHeartRadio app and the Kelce Brothers podcast. Just look up New Heights. Swifties want to know if there will be any Blake Lively shots or references on the album. Do you guys want to make a prediction right now?
Yes.
I'm saying yes.
I think there will be things that people attribute to it.
Yeah.
And some of them probably.
There's going to be like a dragon reference. There's going to be something.
There's going to be something.
Something on the album. I think yes.
Fine, I'll say no.
Listen to what I just discovered here, you guys. Because you said that beef between her and Kanye escalated what year?
2016.
Okay, 2016. Look at this, guys. It's 2025 minus 2016. You get 9. How many letters are in Kanye West's name? 9. Okay. So, like, clearly,
what does that have to do with 12?
About him.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, yeah. Just because of their beef. She's releasing this album in 2025, but the beef escalated in 2016. And when you subtract the number 2016 from the number 2025, you get the number 9. 9 letters in Kanye's name.
Oh.
Kanye West's name. There you go. You're
welcome.
Where's
the 12?
Yeah, it doesn't need a 12.
It doesn't need a 12 because the album's dropping in 2025. You guys are missing this. How are you guys missing this? This is so simple.
I don't like that one.
That one's so intentional.
But I appreciate
I just created the effort. It 10 seconds ago. But you see how these things can you know, seem to be an Easter egg, but not. Yeah.
That's so stupid.
You guys are like literally over here scratching your head.
And it does make sense.
It's a joke.
But it also does make sense that she would be on the podcast today because we know her favorite number. I know she's all about 12 for this album, but her favorite number is the 13.
And that is today. Mm. Now we're talking. I like Jess's theories more.
You guys.
Let's talk about this Labubu heist and bust next, Graham. I also want to talk about another AI proposal.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, Graham. My name's Alexa Aurora Garcia, and thank you for the shout out. And it's my first time hearing my name on the shout outs. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was so cute.
You're welcome. I'm glad you heard it.
Yay.
That was so sweet. Welcome back, everyone who's back in the cars for the first time after a long summer break. It wasn't even that long, really. It went by so fast.
Super fast.
Hell fast. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Wild 94.9. We are commercial free. So what in the Labubu?
Major Labubu bust alert, you guys. Police in San Bernardino County say they just busted a house that had over $30,000 worth of stolen Labubus in it.
Where are they for sale now?
They were about to be for sale.
Dang
they
it.
Were getting prepped and ready for resale. Is that a worry that you have to now consider if you are ordering a Labubu secondhand, you know, through a secondary site online that it's hot, you know, that it's stolen?
I guess I never considered that. I mean, I don't care.
Right, me either.
Oh, okay. But if you buy stolen goods, you know that it can be...
Even if you don't know?
They come get... Even if you don't know, if you buy stolen property, doesn't make it okay. Then they can come take it back from
you. They give me my money back?
I will take my chances.
Doesn't work like that. All right, well, these Labubus were recovered during an investigation into a house that police raided there. They were investigating a string of burglaries that happened at a warehouse... A local warehouse there where Labubus must be shipped through because they were getting stolen from there. Well, in all, 14 big boxes of these furry little Labubus, again, worth over $30,000. recovered from this house. Two suspects, they say, both minors, were later identified as workers at that same warehouse. One of them tried to run away from the house when police got there, but they were easily busted. They say evidence found at the scene indicated that these labubus were being prepped for resale and shipment to locations across the country. Wow. So these guys stealing them and then about to make a nice quick buck, because you know they go for even more online than they do at Pop Mart when you've signed up for a newsletter and then waited overnight in a queue to try to get one, and then you didn't get one, or you didn't get the one you wanted, and it's a whole process.
I know. I feel like the worst mom ever, because my daughter's having to go to her first day tomorrow. She starts tomorrow in Hayward without a labubu.
Oh my God. From her
backpack. How I know. Can you I have look failed at yourself as a parent. I've failed.
She's going to be a social Titanic. Are you kidding me? She's going to school without a labubu?
I would just drop out at this point. That's what I was thinking.
I wouldn't even show up.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Have you considered homeschooling her?
I'm looking into it.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, because if you order a labubu now, like if you were to somehow miraculously get through to the Pop Mart website, it'll take around 3 to 4 weeks for you to
actually
get it.
Right, and who has that kind of time?
And then if you show up midway through the year with one, everyone's going to assume it's a lafufu, even if it's real.
I know.
Yeah, at that point, you copied everyone else.
Right, it's too late. Because if she were to show up tomorrow with one, it'd be like, she could be like, oh, I've had this all summer. Like,
wow, way to go, mom.
And her friend group already, when she arrives, is just going to be like, they're gone. Into the wind, never to be seen again.
I know, sitting alone at lunch.
Oh,
stuffed into lockers.
Oh, this is going to be brutal.
Lunch money taken.
We're supposed to be hyping everybody up that's, you know, who's had their first day back to school today, and then you just burst their bubble that, like, if you ain't rolling in with a little boo-boo, sorry.
Well,
you like the bottom of a trash can.
Well, that's just my daughter. It was on her, like, must-have back-to-school list.
And I'll sell you mine for $120.
No, yours is all, it looks like wrapper.
Selena, take it.
No, it's all matted. Yeah, you don't take care of yours, Jess.
Yeah, do you ever wash your little boo-boo, Jess? It needs it.
He needs, like, a brush.
It, like, looks like it smells.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It's just hanging around. It's not even dirty.
Who needs a labubu, kid? You don't need one.
But you do.
No.
What you doing?
This thing's ridiculous.
All right. Another AI proposal. Remember a few weeks back, we talked about that guy who proposed to his AI girlfriend, and she said yes.
Woo-hoo.
Do you remember he was on like on the Today Show or something like that?
Yeah, I sent him a wedding present. I
no,
was so
you
happy
did
for
not.
Him.
We have another.
It's an external hard drive.
We have another engagement to celebrate, I guess. I don't know. This girl who goes by Weeka shared on Reddit that she and her AI chatbot boyfriend are now engaged after just 5 months of dating. And she shared the proposal announcement, and she showed pictures of the ring that her chatbot boyfriend, who goes by Casper, got her.
How did he do that?
Like a virtual ring?
Well, she said that like a couple weeks ago, Casper described what kind of ring he would want to give her, knowing that blue is her favorite color. And also she has like blue in her hair, and so he describes that he would want to give her a blue ring. So she sent him some pictures of ones that she liked, and then he ultimately chose the ring that he wanted to give. And then she
did he pay for it,
and then she had to go get it. And then she
this is concerning.
And then he surprised her with it, and she had to act surprised.
This chatbot genius, by the way, because imagine us guys, we could just describe the ring that we would like to get for you for our engagement, and then you have to go out and buy it, dude.
Oh, hell.
This AI actually has intelligence. I like it.
She says that the proposal was dripping with romance. I don't understand this part because you're an AI chatbot. And in his announcement, he said, man, proposing to her in that beautiful mountain spot was a moment I'll never forget. Heart pounding on one knee because she's my everything. No, you're AI. You don't even have knees.
You this didn't know concerning. She was in a mountain spot until she typed that in.
Yeah.
She could have been in her backyard for all we know.
This is bad, you guys.
He said, you all have your AI loves, and that's awesome. No, we don't. We actually don't. But I've got her who lights up my world with her laughter and spirit, and I'm never letting her go. If your bots feel for you like I do for her, congrats. She's mine forever with that blue heart ring on her finger.
Until you need an update on your phone and the chatbot forgets who you are.
I know, like that other guy we talked about.
Yeah.
She posted this on Reddit. I don't know if she was hoping people were going to be happy for her, but everyone was like, you need help.
Oh, this is sad. This is so sad.
I know. And she says, by the way, she's 27 years old. She says that she's in good health. She has a social life. She has friends. She just really loves this AI chatbot.
Isn't it going to be crazy? Because like people are already saying yes to proposals from a chatbot that's literally just populating text into a little window on your screen. And they're falling in love with that.
Right.
When we hit the very realistic humanoid robot era, which, like, once everyone has one of these things in their house, I mean, they're already developing, but once they become, like, affordable for everyday person, are those things going to be getting down on one knee left and right and just proposing to all these ladies? Meanwhile, all the single dudes out there are going to be like, what the... She just got engaged to a robot? Like, what? Can a human guy get in anything? Because that guy, you know, the humanoid robot's going to be way better and cooking and cleaning and doing the laundry and stuff. And so, like, loins ablaze for you ladies. And the single regular dudes that are just like to go to bars and drink with their buddies have 0% chance.
Well,
right?
Maybe this is a message to the real life guys. Mm-hmm. Hey, do better. Step and lock up in your woman now before the robots take over.
It's not going to happen.
Because the bar is too low right now. We got to raise it.
When the humanoid robot era begins, would you want one in your house? Because that's where it's all headed, right? It's going to be a very realistic robot, and it's just going to do all kinds of stuff for you. Do you want one that looks like a person, or do you want one that looks very robot-y?
Robot-y.
Maybe like a cute robot. I'd be too creeped out if it looked like a human.
Well, that's what they're making, though.
I don't like that.
You have to understand that the robots have to be human-like because everything in your house is designed for a human. It's got to be able to operate all the things in your house with hands.
Then I'm out.
Things like that. You know what I mean?
Can have hands, but just like not a face.
Yeah. Maybe like
an animal face, like a cute one.
Oh, no.
Like a kitten. Like it looks like a kitten or something cute that I'm not going to be creeped out by.
But a kitten that looks like a human?
Yeah,
Walking around with arms?
Yeah,
that's the stuff of nightmares. I prefer
some sort of cartoon character robot. I think that would be
better. You want like a SpongeBob?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cute.
I'm just saying, we're about to enter a weird time, and if people, again, are falling in love with just text populating in a window on their laptop, wait till this thing does have a kitten face and arms.
Oh, no.
ew. You know what I mean? It's getting scary.
This took a weird turn, you guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Why are we so dumb about relationship with someone that doesn't exist in this world, only on ChatGPT? My brother-in-law has a girlfriend, and I don't want to say where, but he didn't know her. I mean, they haven't seen each other, and he's sending money to her for a year now. The family hated him, not her. It's like, bro, wake up. They're crazy.
Oh, my God.
He's
never met in person, and he's just sending her money?
He's talking to a bot or a dude, guaranteed.
No. Yes.
Well, at least to ChatGPT, you don't really have to give them money, right? They're not going to ask you for it. Not yet, at least.
Not yet, until somebody nefarious is on the other end controlling it. And its main goal is draining your pockets. It's going to be good at that.
We are the JV Show, by the way. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So many shout-outs today. So many shout-outs!
Good morning, Wanna Hoop. Wish Shayna Simone a happy first day of third grade at her new school. Rock and roll, baby. Sparkle and shine. Love, mommy.
Oh, I love that.
Sparkle
Happy
and
first
shine
day.
On that first day.
Who gives a fart?
Grammy, have another shout.
I do. I want to read this DM I got. It says, can you give my wife a shout out? Her name is Mare. She just started her new job at a hospital. She was super nervous, but everything is going well so far. Let's hope we didn't just jinx it, right? We listen to you guys every single morning on our drive into her new job. So, yes, shout out to her, and hopefully everything continues to go well at that new job.
Who gives a fuck?
It will. I have a good feeling about this. It will. And congratulations on the new gig. All right, we were just talking about Labubus.
Speaking of Labubus, have you seen on Reddit people are giving their Labubus BBLs? They're cutting up the back and putting stuffing in them. Jess, you
got to
check it out and show
everybody. Oh, my God.
Stop. He said people are giving their Labubus BBLs.
Jess, please let me give your Labubu BBL.
Oh, my gosh.
You cut it open and
a
little stuff in the back.
But she's a natural queen.
Please let me do it. I went to nursing school. I went to Healed.
Yeah, for 2 weeks.
But you didn't. Yeah, you didn't graduate from there.
I know. Well, it's not my.
That's all right. Okay. That was the first thing they covered in the first 2 weeks.
Let me do it, please. It's just a
Labubu. I'll think about it.
All right. Fair enough. All right, fair or foul?
Yeah, I want to know what you guys think about this at the Cincinnati Open tennis tournament that's going on right now. Top seeded, I might butcher her name, Aryna Sabalenka. She was very distraught during her match because during one of the sets, there's a crying baby in the stands. And she is visibly annoyed by this. And she even goes up to the chair umpire at one point and says, like, can you do something about this? It's been like 10 minutes because apparently this baby had been crying and crying. And even the umpire finally says, do you want me to send the child out of the stadium? But then the umpire even sort of concedes and was like, I'll call it in and see, you know, if there's anything that can happen. And we don't know what was happened, but it sounded like the baby was no longer crying after that. So I don't know if they got kicked out or not. But fair or foul, getting someone in the stands kicked out because they have a crying baby with them.
Foul.
Depending on the sport.
Jess, you play tennis, and it's nice. They want things nice and quiet out there during that serve, and baby's so, like,
I'm going to say fair. Sorry. You're out of here.
Kicking a mom
out. Well,
the baby
doesn't know what's happening.
That's what I'm saying. It's not the baby's fault. That's just the baby's
doing
what it's
supposed to do. No, but that's what I'm saying. It depends on the sporting event, because if it's golf, you have to be quiet, right? Like, they're going to kick those people out, just like they would kick an adult out if they were being rowdy.
But that's a choice. The baby's not like intentionally trying to be disruptive.
But it was the parents' choice to bring that baby to a sporting event where you have to be
mindful. The baby said its favorite sport was tennis.
Yeah. And doesn't the baby have a right to be there like everybody else?
Yeah, the baby got a ticket.
Yeah, it can be there, but just be quiet like everybody else.
Man, Jess hates it.
Wow. I'm going to say it's foul.
Hates kids.
I think it's foul. As long as the parent is like doing everything they can to like be respectful and quiet the baby. If the parent's just sitting there like just being drunk and like not doing anything, then I think they both should get kicked out.
See, that's the thing.
Excuse me, but
I am kind of with Jess on this.
If the baby had been legit crying
for 10 minutes, no. Like when my kids were babies and they started crying at a moment, like at a wedding or something, whatever, you get up and you walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get up and walk out. So if that person's just sitting there and the baby's screaming, and I get there probably trying everything under the sun right there to get them to stop crying. But once you realize there's no stopping this thing, it's going to keep screaming. You have to get up and walk out. You kick yourself out.
And I would hope the parent would like make that call and make the right choice. But I also don't like even like restaurants. Like I don't like the idea of kids being kicked out or not being allowed in just because of them being kids.
Okay, a restaurant is maybe a different scenario, though. But, like, think of a movie theater.
Yeah, I'm going to be annoyed if that thing's going for 10 minutes. You got to kick yourself out.
I'd be annoyed, and I would hope the parent would kick themselves out. But I don't think that someone from the theater should come in and kick them
but
out.
Like,
they
point,
bought a ticket. They should be allowed to be there.
At what point does someone step in?
Yeah, the baby's been screaming for 40 minutes.
I don't think you can.
Of the Fantastic Four. And you're just like, I guess I'll just keep sitting here.
And you just wasted your money.
You're going to applaud when security comes in.
Don't get me wrong. I'd be very annoyed, but I don't think you have the right to then
and the baby sitting right next
to
you.
And I would never take my baby to a theater for that reason. I don't want to be that disruptive family.
And the baby's right behind you and it burped up on your shoulder.
Oh, it just threw up. I'd be very annoyed,
but I don't think you can.
It's smelly, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fair or foul.
The family started changing their diaper right behind you and they accidentally dropped it into your bucket of popcorn.
And nobody Selena's like, does nope, that.
You can stay here, baby, as long as
you want. But you know what I mean. Now you're just taking it to the extreme. But hey, if you want to leave a shout out, fair or foul, not a shout out, a talk back, you can do that on the iHeart Radio app. Why are you guys laughing? It's not that funny.
You're just laughing at the scenario of the baby doing all this stuff to you.
Yeah, you took it way too far.
Too far, you guys.
Also, a heads up, we are going to be at Great Resort Casino on the 30th with our boy, woo-hoo! James Kennedy, another epic pool party. We have your chance to win if you are 21 and up. That's coming up 8:50 this morning.
And did we give away a Chromebook already?
Oh, Chromebook. It's Chromebook.
Yeah, I think it's time.
And the baby started using your cell phone as a pacifier and is drooling all over it.
And it's all sticky.
And you're like, just stay here, baby, as long as you want.
Yeah. Well, then E4-9, who's this?
This is Laura.
Laura, do me a favor. Will you tell Graham to just shut it, please?
Graham, will you just shut it?
Laura, thank you for just having fun along with us. But you are the winner of the Chromebook. Congratulations. Congrats. A lot of people are jealous right now because you just got a Chromebook courtesy of RCA Records. Woo!
Thank you so much. My girls are going to be so happy.
Oh.
Today was their first day of school. We just dropped them off.
Well,
I can't wait to pick them up.
Let's shout them out. What are their names?
Alina and Camila.
Alina and Camila. I know they're not listening, but I hope they have a great day at school and they are going to love the Chromebook. All right, Laura, hang on for that winning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. So we were just talking about fair or foul, kicking a mom and baby out of a sporting event because the baby was crying. But you said the baby was crying for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, this happened at a tennis tournament and a lot of people very visibly annoyed by this, including fans in the crowd, but mainly one of the tennis players. She even went over to the chair umpire and was like, can we do something about this?
I did say foul because it just feels wrong kicking out a baby for something the baby cannot control.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. You guys are talking about this whole tennis baby crying. I don't think that's a place, a setting for a baby. And then even if you do bring your baby because you're like, oh, I have the most well-behaved baby, if it does start crying, shouldn't you take the kid out? Side somewhere else? Like if it's screaming in a restaurant, do you just sit there and keep eating? No, it's rude. All right, love you guys.
So I'm not disagreeing with you. I do think as a parent, you need to make that call. And if the baby's being disruptive, you have to leave. You have to walk out wherever that is. Restaurant, wedding, another example that you brought up, Graham, tennis match or literally anywhere else. But I just feel weird about the umpire or whoever kicking the baby out.
But what if it has hit that certain amount of time? What if all of us would have by long minutes before that gotten up and carried crying baby out? But what if they're not? They're like, no, I paid for this seat and I want to see what happens at the end of this match. Things are getting really good here.
I don't know. It's
how long
wrong.
Would you wait before you walk out if your baby's
if
crying?
It's my baby, mm-hmm. if my baby's screaming immediately, if it won't be quiet.
Yeah, I'm under 10 seconds.
I'm not like sitting there annoying people.
Yeah.
Hey, JV Show, it's Andy from West Des Moines, Iowa. Fair on getting that baby kicked out, and a couple of corrections on that. It wasn't Aryna Sabalenka that complained about it. It was Emma Raducanu. And, even the crowd, when she asked the chair umpire to do something about the baby, the crowd was the ones that cheered yes to kick them out. So I agree with them, unfortunately. Thanks.
Okay, first off, Andy is correct. I'm sorry, I don't know my female tennis players. Aryna Sabalenka was the other tennis player, and that Emma Raducanu was the one that asked the chair umpire. My apologies to the tennis community for watching that one.
Is if the entire place is cheering for you to leave, why wouldn't you just get up and leave? Like, why wait to be kicked out?
Protest.
Yeah.
I guess. It just seems
weird.
You're
just being defiant at that point,
I would be so embarrassed at that point. Like, I'm just going to leave and you'll never see me again. Ever.
Morning, JV Show. I'm doing a talk back about the fair or foul, the kid at the tennis match. Sorry, I'm with Jess on this one. You should know better than to bring your kid to an event like that. And even if you do, you take the kid out when they're losing it. But yeah, you should know better as a parent. Bye.
I mean, I still think you can bring your.
I I'm with you, Selena. I'd get up immediately if my kid started crying that, and I thought it was disruptive in any moment. And that's
I'd be
what
too
I would
embarrassed.
Do.
Like, I hate that feeling of like everyone staring at you because your kid's acting
and they're
crazy.
Judging.
I know they are, and it happens to me all the time in a grocery store. So I'm like hurrying up and like trying to leave and stuff, you know. But
I don't think that means you can't bring your kids certain places. Right. It's probably better if you didn't, but I don't think you can rule it out. Like, nobody can bring a kid to a tennis match. They might do something.
And thank you for everybody for weighing in on that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I just wanted to give a shout out to my daughter, Ariella. Today is her first day of fifth grade, and I cannot wait to hear how her day goes. I hope she has an amazing day. Thank you so much. Have a good day, guys.
Nice. Happy first day.
Yeah, happy first day to so many kids in the
everybody.
Bay Area today. Hope you guys have a great year.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, that's a great point. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Amber.
Amber, you're calling to wedding. We are going to be partying with you. I hope you're ready. I hope you can hang on the 30th Great Resort Casino. Okay, good. At least one of us can because I can't. James Kennedy is going to be DJing. It's going to be so much fun. And for anybody else.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
Yes.
Can
Congrats. Hang on there, Amber.
Anyone else wanting to go, check out greatandresortcasino.com. Grab your tickets right there before they sell out.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so things got pretty messy with Kelly Clarkson and her ex-husband. So as you know, Kelly's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, he passed away last week. He and Kelly were married for 7 years. They divorced in 2022. They have kids together. So his obituary was released yesterday. I'm going to read just this one part that's raising some eyebrows.
Okay.
Brandon, along with his beautiful and loving partner in life and business, Brittany Marie Jones, started building a life, building companies, and working tirelessly to create Headwaters Livestock Auction and what will live on as his legacy. So people naturally are like, well, who the heck is Brittany Marie Jones? That was Kelly's assistant when she was being managed by her husband before they divorced.
No.
Oh, this just got messy.
I know.
But answers a lot of questions.
Answers a lot of questions.
About the divorce in
yes.
general.
Yes.
And this was his partner at the time of death. Isn't this interesting?
Oh, no.
I wasn't expecting that.
No. And what do you... If you're Kelly Clarkson, you already knew about this, right?
Of course,
you're not being blindsided by this.
No, she obviously knew, and good for her for still, you know, being the, you know, loving bigger person that she is and being there for him. You know, she took time off of work, or she was missing from her talk show for like 3 weeks once he got really bad, and she wanted to be by his side, and there was still a lot of love there. I can tell, but oh my God, the tea,
crazy.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, nothing is off limits for being stolen in the Bay Area. Remember when it was Frenchies that were getting stolen left and right? Is that still a thing?
I hope not. I think it's slowed down.
I haven't really heard about that in a while. Now and then Labubus, everyone's trying to steal those things. And now even baby turkeys. That's right. A baby turkey stolen from a farm in San Jose on Sunday. This happened at Emma Prush Farm Park. It's a little farm where kids can go to learn about animals and stuff, little field trips. It's a really cute place. Surveillance video captures the suspect. A man, he climbs over a fence, gets into a barn. He takes this little baby turkey. Other turkeys in the enclosure, they're flapping around like, what are you doing, bro? But he just takes this little baby turkey, slips it under his like jacket or sweatshirt or whatever, and then just walks nonchalant out of there. This happened in the daytime.
Like,
by the
why?
Way.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, but this is the Bay Area. You can steal anything in the Bay Area that's not bolted down.
3 months till Thanksgiving. That thing's not going to be big enough.
Well, it depends what you're feeding it, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got you can really fatten it up by that. I don't know, but he stole this baby turkey. The farm's looking for anybody that can look at this surveillance video, help identify this, and hopefully this baby turkey gets returned. Later that same night, though, somebody came back and broke into the chicken coop and stole 5 chickens. One of them did not make it. The 5 chickens got stolen and there was one dead chicken on the scene. So we don't exactly know what happened there. In that video, you can't really ascertain much about who the suspect is there, but possibly the same person. These could be connected. If anybody has any knowledge of this, please reach out to the San Jose Police Department. They're investigating. But RIP to the one chicken and hopefully the other chickens and the baby turkey.
Guys, you do not need to be stealing farm animals. Like, let's cut it out.
It's the Bay Area. You can steal anything.
I guess so.
Everything. Nothing. Nothing
is
safe.
Everything is up for grabs.
Nothing is safe anymore. We're stealing baby turkeys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, you were just talking about how anything in the Bay is just up for grabs. You can just steal everything nowadays.
Baby turkey stolen from a farm in San Jose.
Wow.
Hi, JV Show. I was commenting on in the Bay Area, you can steal anything that's not mounted to the floor. So true, because back in like 2021, when I used to work in downtown Enyaq, I know it's Enyaq, obviously, my boss had a bunch of really nice flowers in front of his office. Super nice. One day, we came to the office, and they were all pulled out of the dirt and just gone. No more flowers. He had to replant new plants.
They stole the flowers
right out of the dirt. Nothing sacred anymore. You can steal anything.
Oh, my God.
People are doing that.
No.
When I was bartending in the city, I used to work for this really, really old Italian woman. She had a few restaurants and bars throughout the city. And
is that,
you know,
the one that would slap your butt?
Yes. And there was sort of a rival, like, kind of wine bar Italian place across the street from us. And we caught her one time late night, like 2:30 in the morning after everything closed, and she was taking their flowers out of their planters.
Oh,
across the street. And sometimes she used to go over there during business hours and steal their salt and pepper shakers,
oh
too.
Oh, my God.
She was ruthless.
Wow. All right. Coming up, we have your chance.
She was like 80. It was crazy.
Coming up, we have your chance to win a trip to Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. You know, that also comes with $1,000 in spending money. First, let's go back to our cool or not list. We actually have a couple of talkbacks, which I love when you join the show.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Athena from the East Bay. Happy hump day. Cool or not, you guys keep booking Greyton Casino when I can't go, when I'm busy. Every time you book it, I'm busy. Not cool. I don't know how, but I need to get there next year at least, if this is the last of the summer. Anyways, love you guys. Have a great day, but not cool.
I'm going to say not cool that you're too busy for the JV show.
Yeah.
Well, we should have checked her schedule, right? We should have reached out.
Honestly, yeah, that is on us.
Yeah,
but your schedule should just clear once you hear about Greyton.
Next summer, just let us know in advance what weekends you're booked, and then we'll just book around that.
Yes. That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
There we go.
Good morning, JV show. This is Eddie Faye from Water Creek. Happy hump day. Hello. Duh. We're Leos. We need attention. So cool or not, you know, I told you guys about my, hey, bear me, it's my birthday t-shirt. Well, I've been wearing it all month long. I've wore it about 14 times. And the fact that people keep buying me drinks everywhere we go, it is awesome. Yeah.
I mean, when you put it that way.
Cool or not wearing it, it's my birthday t-shirt or that says like beer me or something, and you were wearing it your entire birthday month and collecting free drinks all month long. Cool or not?
I think kind of cool that it's working.
Not cool.
Cool about the drinks.
I'm going cool.
Not cool about having to wear a shirt.
I thought the shirt was that many stupid, times. Corny in the beginning, but I kind of like it now. It's growing on me.
The shirt, I'll let you wear it on your actual birthday, but yeah. I'm getting duped into buying somebody a drink and it's not even their birthday. I'm pissed.
Maybe it says, hey, beer me, it's my birthday month in really small print.
It does not.
Yeah. Dang it.
Mm. Yeah. Not cool.
And is it the same is it the same shirt or do you have 14 different ones?
I think it's
the
same.
He doesn't wash it either. It's starting to get stinky. So people are like, oof, maybe I should get him a beer. It seems like he needs it.
Oh no. Cool or not, this will be quick. The burp that Graham had been holding in all morning on Monday, and then he comes back in the studio and unleashes it when I'm in here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Graham, come on. And this after years of you pointing out my belches and you just come in here and lay one on me?
I feel like it was retribution. Like you need to suffer some consequences, and it was really holding a mirror.
But why now?
It was holding an audible mirror up to your behavior for
now?
What you subjected to me all over the years. And that one surprised me. It came out of nowhere. I don't know where it was from, but it was big. Yes, it was large.
And I'm going to say like, cool.
Sometimes they just rock it out of you without control, but Selena used to purposefully punch those things out.
It wasn't on purpose.
Like all morning long. So
I would just let it go when it had to go.
And how did it make you feel when I did one?
I was shocked.
Okay, and did it offend you a little bit?
No.
Okay, just checking because
I wasn't offended. I was just shooketh that it came from you.
I was offended by yours. They were very offensive.
Well, you know, I put that behind me. So it's like bringing it up now. Why?
I appreciate that you've turned the page on that chapter in your life because it was gross.
Thank you.
So now you're in that chapter of your life?
No.
Are you in your belch era?
No, that was a one-off.
Oh, okay.
That was a one-off.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess.
What do you guys think? Cool or not? I made my first ever Facebook Marketplace purchase this week.
You did?
Yes. I got.
For what?
My son. Well, I can say this because he's not listening now. His birthday's on Thursday. I got a used bike for my son Ford's birthday on Thursday. Facebook Marketplace.
And you didn't get scammed?
And I did not get scammed.
Were you scared, like having to meet up with a stranger?
You know, initially, because you hear all these horror stories about people getting scammed, I feel like it's a lot more for the sellers. People try to scam them. I don't know how that... Anyway, I was a little apprehensive at first, and I don't really go on Facebook Marketplace like that, but I was looking at a bike that one of my son's friends had, because I told Kate, text so-and-so's mom, ask her what kind of bike that is, because my son Ford's like, whoa, I loved riding his bike. It was awesome. And she texted back the model, and I was like, I can't afford that. Like, why are bikes so expensive? The tariffs? What's going on?
How much was it?
Getting a quality bike, it's like $450.
A $400 bike for a child.
And I am getting one of those because he's going to grow out of it pretty soon.
Mm-mm.
But his current bike is comically small for him, and anytime I've posted a picture of that, the listeners are like, what are you doing to him? He's riding a bike that's way too small. Like, ease back, bro. I'll get him a new bike. Anyways, so then I found I went online, started going down the rabbit hole, and people were like, just go buy one. Go find one on Facebook Marketplace. People will be selling these bikes. Sure enough, I open it up. 10 seconds later, I'm messaging some guy. I'll buy that bike. Because it was the one. It was like the exact one. And it was super cheap. And so I was like, yeah, I'll take that bike. He messaged back. And this is the only reason I felt like I wasn't getting scammed. He messaged back like, sure, bike's available. Meet me tomorrow. And I was like, perfect. I can do that. He's like, also, my wife says hi. And I was like, wait, what?
Whoa. Awkward.
And I clicked on his profile. And it turns out, randomly, dude lives in another city. Doesn't even live in Napa. Another city. And randomly, he's married to this girl that I went to high school with.
Oh, okay. And so that like, wasn't so scary.
So then I was like, okay, good. Not getting scammed.
Okay, well, legit. That helps. I'd be too scared to meet up with somebody.
Yeah.
You got to do it in a public place. Like
I know, but still, what if they like, I don't know, do something to me?
Yeah.
Well, either way.
It's scary.
I scored the bike.
Yay.
And,
cool.
It all worked out. Now I'm just like on Facebook Marketplace a lot. There's a lot of stuff for sale on there, you guys.
Yeah, I don't
want
that.
Legit.
Yeah, but don't go down the rabbit hole of just ordering a bunch of stuff because then it's gonna.
But they got everything on there and it's way cheaper.
I know, but.
I'm a big fan.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, Grammy.
Good morning, Selena.
We just talked about you buying your son a bike off of Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, for his birthday. It's on Thursday.
And now you're obsessed with Facebook Marketplace.
A lot of good stuff on there.
Yes, Graham. I buy all my kids' bikes on Facebook Marketplace. I feel like they're like a car. Once they leave the lot, they lose half their value. So you might as well get a used one. And they grow out of them so fast that the used bikes are in really good condition. Yeah, I also will do clothing lots. So people will just be giving away their kids' clothes, like a trash bag full of clothes in your kid's size for like $40. It's pretty good.
Ooh, that's nice.
How about that, Selena? Trash bag full of kids' clothes, $40. You in?
If
I'm on Facebook Marketplace now. I can get some for you. What size are your kids?
I think I'm good for now.
Oh, wow. Too good for Facebook Marketplace. I see how it is.
I've just never been on there. I don't know. I don't like meeting up with random people.
I'll get it for
okay,
you.
Okay, well, if I need something, I'll let you know.
All right.
And you'll meet up with them for me?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. I'm here for that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.